every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named best radio show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 33rd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. Matt, so glad you're back with us. Have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
You know, I have. So I'm in good shape, and I'm looking forward to the holidays. It's great to be here.
Well, good for you. I'm nowhere near there. Certainly, there's plenty of automotive news to talk about this week. Kia has just introduced an all-new version of its Seltos small SUV. We'll have the details direct from Seoul. Waymo has come in for criticism with the revelation that its self-driving taxis have repeatedly passed stopped school buses, something that's obviously illegal, not wise. We'll tell you more about that, reveal what Waymo has done about it. And are you looking for a cool ride at a bargain price? As certainly Matt DiLorenzo always is. Hagerty has just unveiled its bull market list with a lot of intelligent suggestions, and we'll run them down for you coming up. And finally, Canada is accusing Stellantis of reneging on a previous deal to build its newest version of the Jeep Compass in Ontario. The company has shifted production to Illinois, and the Canadians are cranky about that, so we'll talk through that. Matt, how do you like the new Seltos? Have you seen that thing?
Yeah, it's really kind of a cool-looking car. Kia's really done a great job with design. And these small SUVs seem to be a really hot market right now.
Yeah, I think they're right on the money with that thing, and it looks terrific. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury. So imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. As you longtime listeners of the show know, Matt and I have been friends and automotive colleagues for years. Matt is, among other things, an author. And tell us about your new book, Matt.
My latest is the Mercedes-AMG Race Bred Performance, kind of the history of the AMG. So, came out November 4th. Get it on Amazon for Christmas.
Yeah, look for that. It's a terrific book. Matt is a terrific writer. What's your test vehicle this week, Matt?
I'm driving the VW Tiguan, and they redesigned it, and they have a new turbo version. So we'll talk about that.
Very cool. I'm going to be talking about the 2026 Hyundai Palisade Calligraphy version. Our special guest is Ian Cartabiano, who's Calty Design President. Matt and I had a chance to talk with him lately. So stay with us for all of that. We've got a ton of show coming up. Stay with us right here on America on the Road.
Stay cozy, stay home, and still save big online during Lowe's December deal drops. Right now, get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops on Lowe's.com every week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G 5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rights reserved. Blue
sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo. Jack Nierad back with you. Chris Teague off this week. Matt with us as guest co-host. Glad to have him. And it is news time. And one of the pieces of news this week is the new Kia Seltos subcompact SUV. They announced in this global hookup, a very elaborate thing done from Seoul, but beamed across the world. I was on the call among probably hundreds, maybe even thousands of other auto journalists. But I'll tell you, this is a good-looking vehicle. I think the Seltos was always kind of okay, but you know, didn't jump out at me. But this one really looks terrific. This is certainly the right market to be in, isn't it?
Yeah, the small SUV market has really taken off. You know, those are kind of like the entry-level vehicles for first-time new car buyers, small families, things like that. And one of the things that always impressed me about the Seltos was the packaging. You know, the interior seemed to be roomy, and it was priced right. It was a little anonymous looking. So, you know, this new one hopefully will move the needle for them in terms of styling.
Yeah, I think they moved the needle big time in terms of styling. I think this is a substantial looking vehicle. I think it looks larger than maybe it is, which is kind of cool in that segment,
right.
You know, the subcompact segment. And you want size in an SUV, so it's pretty cool. It has very distinctive trims, too. There's an X-Line trim, for example, GT-Line trim, kind of sporty. I think they've done just a really good job with this. And, of course, it is incorporating these twin 12.3-inch displays that merge across the dashboard that are in some of the more upscale Kia models. I think that's just a good look. It just seems to work really, really well.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some of these entry-level vehicles, there's a little bit of mission creep. You know, every new generation, they get a little bit bigger. They start putting more stuff in it. You know, the prices kind of creep up. And then next thing you know, maybe there'll be a sub-Seltos vehicle out in about 3 or 4 years to, you know, plug that spot it vacated.
That gap, yeah. Yeah, it could be. 177 horsepower, 195 pound-feet of torque from the standard engine, which is a 1.6-liter turbo engine. And then there's a high-output version that's 190 horsepower. I mean,
it's a lot.
That could, yeah, that's a lot.
For a vehicle that size.
In a small vehicle. Yep. Like, yeah. You know, the base 147 horsepower, which is probably enough. I know you're a big small vehicle fan. Is this kind of in your wheelhouse?
Yeah, I like these vehicles because, again, they're easy to park. You know, especially young people who live in places like apartments and things like that. You know, just having a place to leave your car, it's just nice. And then inside, it's roomy. You can carry stuff around. You can put the back seat down and haul a bunch of stuff. it really is a great vehicle for someone who's just going to have one vehicle at an affordable price.
Yeah. They've gone the high-tech route. While we were talking about powertrain, I should have said, too, that there's going to be a hybrid coming later, and I think hybrids are maybe the future here, or the near future. They are also big-time tech, highway driving assist, two lane following assist, forward collision avoidance assist, you know, a bunch of really very advanced driver assistance features in this inexpensive and smaller vehicle. 12-inch head-up display. I mean, it could be fully equipped. I am probably expensive at that point. But we're looking for these affordable vehicles, and I think this promises to be pretty affordable.
Yeah. It's interesting. They didn't talk full electric, did they?
No. There was no talk of full electric. And, of course, Kia was gung-ho about electric and probably would still like to believe that that's the case. But I'm not certain that that is the near future.
Yeah, I think hybrid is the sweet spot. So, again, when you consider the market, people don't have a place to plug in overnight, things like that. But they want good gas mileage, definitely.
Yeah, especially for these smaller vehicles, mm-hmm. kind of quote-unquote entry-level vehicles for first-time new car buyers. A lot of times they don't have a place to plug them in.
Yep.
They're never going to. So let's talk about Waymo. Waymo has been under fire now because its taxis, specifically, I guess, in Texas, 19 incidents of... I happen to be in Texas right now myself for my middle daughter's wedding, so kind of apropos that, but... These Waymo vehicles have illegally passed stop school buses. Of course, that's illegal. You would think that that's something that Waymo would have programmed into the vehicle, but now there's a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration probe of this. So what's your take on this, Matt?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of bugs to work out. You know, there's a lot of people saying, yeah, we're going to go, you know, self-driving cars, all this other stuff. There are so many permutations of what can go on the road, and I'm floored, because if you know you've ever come up behind a stop school bus, there are all sorts of lights blinking, stuff like that. How can it not see that and decide to pass it? Of course, those are in Texas. I don't know if they do that in San Francisco, but maybe they feel it's an open road. But these are the sorts of things, part of the learning process, and need to be addressed before automatic or automated driving cars become an everyday fact of life.
Yeah, I mean, NHTSA certainly wants answers from Waymo about what's going on. They say they have reprogrammed things so that it won't happen in the future, but I don't know. That's iffy to me. And, of course, school children. I mean, the last thing you want is a vehicle running over a school child or any kind of child, for that matter. Well, let's talk about this bull market list from Hagerty. And, of course, I like the folks at Hagerty. They happen to be based up in Traverse City, where my grandmother was born. So I have a special affinity for Hagerty and what they do. They have this thing called the bull market list, where they kind of predict inexpensive used cars that maybe will appreciate or certainly are worth paying attention to going forward. And pretty cool cars on this list. Including the 2006 to 2013 Corvette Z06, pretty cool. Mm-hmm. The BMW M5 from 2006 to 2010. The goal here is to find stuff that's affordable, that's out there now. Some of it's more affordable than others, that's for certain. But, what's your take on the list?
It's interesting. You know, Corvette, you know, there's been big changes in it. So that's why the Z06 value has dropped, because that thing was kind of like king of the road in its day. But with the mid-engined Corvette out there, you know, the vehicles really kind of go through a thing where they hit that depreciation bump, and you're trying to catch it at the bottom before it starts to come back up again. And Z06, M5 is there. I caution, you know, a lot of these really high buck cars that look like great deals, they could end up costing a lot of money in the long run to keep them on the road.
Yeah, to maintain.
Yeah. And certainly.
Maybe less so Corvette, but like the Porsche Carrera GT.
Aston Martin. Really cool cars you think, God, I would love to have, like a Bentley or something like that. You better have a thick wallet when it comes time to get a brake job or do some engine work.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the Miata is on here. This is a special iteration.
That's a no-brainer.
1999 to 2005, they're around $16,000-$17,000. And, the right Volkswagen Golf GTI, the VR6, 20 yep. grand. That could, though, be a maintenance nightmare.
Yeah, I think the Miata would lead in, you know, being a little bit more trouble-free. But it's still, the Golf's been around a long time. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty bulletproof. It's not as exotic as a BMW or Mercedes, but I've always liked those cars. They're fun to drive.
Yeah. So look for that list from Hagerty. That's pretty cool. I want to get to this story about Canada and... the government of Canada and squaring off against Stellantis, because I think they offered tax benefits or a bunch of benefits to Stellantis to locate a plant in Ontario, and then Jeep has shifted its production based on tariffs, among other things, maybe tariffs mostly, back to Illinois, or if maybe not back to Illinois, but to Illinois, out of Canada. At least that's what the Canadians are saying. They're saying this is a horrible thing. Stellantis is saying, oh, well, we're just putting that Canadian plant on mothballs for a little while. What's your quick take on that, Matt?
Well, the thing is, the Belvedere plant that it's going to go into is a really, really big plant. And they shut it down and threw all these people out of work. And they want to fill that plant up. So they're going to be building Durango there. And I think they decided that they need that additional capacity to make Belvedere work. So it's just a business deal. And then, like you say, I think the tariffs also figure into it a little bit, because the Compass is a lower price car. So a 10%, 15% tariff could really affect the saleability of that vehicle.
Right. Remind us quickly of the vehicle you'll be testing this week.
The VW Tiguan Turbo R.
Right, and I'm going to be testing the Hyundai Palisade, so stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matt DiLorenzo. Jackie Redd back with you. Thanks so much for being with us. As you can tell, I'm in a different place here. I'm in Dallas, Texas. Middle daughter is getting married, and so my wife and I are here in Dallas and preparing for that and all that stuff, but we're excited about that. But enough about that. Let's talk about cars, because that's what this show is all about. And you were driving a vehicle that both you and I think liked surprisingly much, I think, or at least that's my take on it. Tell us about the Volkswagen Tiguan.
Well, last year, Volkswagen redesigned the Tiguan. It's the third generation of this compact SUV. Some pretty big changes. It still rides on the same wheelbase, but it's a little bit shorter in overall length. And in the past, they were trying to wedge three rows of seats into it, but they gave up. They said, nah, that third row just doesn't work. It's a five-passenger, two-row. They let the three-row thing be handled by the larger Atlas, which is a really good move because it's a nice vehicle. It comes in two states of tune. You can get the one I drove last year when the vehicle was introduced was normally aspirated two-liter engine. It made about 200 horsepower, 200 pound-feet of torque, very nice 8-speed transmission. You could get it either in front drive or with four-motion all-wheel drive. For the 26 model year, they've decided to come back with a little bit more muscle with this SEL R-Line Turbo. And they really pumped that engine up. It gets 268 horsepower and 258 pound-feet of torque, which really transforms the vehicle. It really handles nice, and that's one of the beauties of the VW is that it really does have that German European driving feel to it. So it really, for an SUV, it's really engaging to drive. It's fun. It's really good looking. The interior is spectacular. The top end ones, you can get like full leather American walnut trim. It's got big 12 inch center display. It's just really a nicely put together vehicle.
Yeah, when I stepped into it, I just kind of went, wow, from the interior. Yeah. I mean, Volkswagen interiors are kind of inventive and interesting and always have been. I mean, they do things like plaid upholstery and stuff like that. They've done that in the past, but this one really struck me as just kind of upscale. It could have been in a luxury vehicle for certain. Of course, this is a top-of-the-line vehicle that we were testing, in North American Car of the Year testing, but at the same time, I just kind of went, wow, they really stepped up the program here.
Yeah, and even in the lower trim ones, I drove in a normally aspirated one, a vehicle with a cloth interior. Still, very nice. Nice trim, really well thought out vehicle. I think it's very understated. I mean, it's luxurious in that, but it's not, a really showy vehicle. The design, if you look at it, it's clean. It's very European looking. The R Turbo has a bigger front grille. They have to get more air through the engine passes, so looks a little bit more aggressive. But overall, it's really a terrific. It's a terrific vehicle. My biggest complaint is their over-reliance on haptic controls, though. So there's a lot of these touch surfaces that, and I like just trying to close the screen of the overhead, full panoramic roof to get the sun out. I turned on like the SOS system or something. I couldn't find, and then I figured it out, and it was like a slide. You had to slide the thing, a fixed surface. You just drag your finger across, and then the top closed.
Okay.
So, it wasn't as intuitive as I would have liked it to be. But, they may be putting...
They will tell you that was intuitive, though, Matt.
You're
sliding it.
Well, you got to learn that.
Like you would slide the roof.
Right.
But, if you don't know, you don't know.
Right. But you don't really get... Some of these, you don't get the feedback that you would get from a regular knob or a switch. So, you're kind of guessing on, is this going to work? And I think eventually over time, you'll see them probably put more buttons and stuff back into the vehicle. The pricing on it's pretty good. The normally aspirated one starts in around $30,000. The full boat one with the more powerful engine, all-wheel drive, the leather interior, all that stuff tops out at about $44,000. And the fuel economy is actually quite good for a vehicle like it. It's not a hybrid. but you can still get 25 miles per gallon EPA average, 22 in the city, 28 on the highway. It's really a nice vehicle. It fills a nice niche in their line.
Yeah, I think going to two rows made a lot of sense for them as opposed to trying to squeeze that kind of useless or not very useful third row into the thing. Made a lot of sense. And in terms of styling, I think this dates back right to the Beetle. They have kind of timeless styling styling that endures. My oldest daughter has a Jetta that's 11 years old. And
they don't look old.
Pretty darn good, right?
Yeah, they don't look old. So I think this car will wear well.
Yeah. And I think it's a good value at that price. And I think it's coming fairly soon. I had the chance to interview the product planner when we were at North American Car of the Year in Ann Arbor. And we're going to air that interview coming up in a future show here. So look for that. She was a really interesting person. And good stuff. I was driving a vehicle that's important to Hyundai, that's for certain. And Hyundai's been on a roll anyway. But the Palisade midsize SUV is a big win. Of course, this is a segment that is very, very important, I think, for two reasons. I think not only is it high volume, but it's also pretty profitable versus some of the smaller vehicles out there. So I think it's important for them to hit a home run with this one. And I'll tell you, I think they kind of did. I think, I really like the new Palisade. I had it in calligraphy trim, which is the zootiest, most luxurious trim. It's gotten bigger. It's added more technology. And, of course, there's even more comfort features. I'm just hard-pressed to figure out how luxury brands separate themselves from mass-market brands like Hyundai with the luxury amenities that this vehicle had. Base MSRP of the calligraphy, as I saw it, Palisade was $56,060. The test vehicle jumped that up to $58,000, including destination. I think that's the base price for the calligraphy trim. Has a 3.5-liter V6, 287 horsepower, so plenty of horsepower, reasonable amounts of torque, 260 pound-feet of torque, 8-speed automatic transmission. You can get all-wheel drive H-Track, all-wheel drive. It's standard on this model. And towing capacity, 5,000 pounds. From the 35,000 foot level, Matt, what's your first blush take on that?
It's a great looking vehicle. They went a little bit more towards a traditional boxy SUV look. Mm-hmm. The previous one had like this waterfall cascading front grille that was a lot of chrome. This one looks a little bit more horizontal. The very modern looking, square, but still elegantly done. I was looking at one end profile, and it's just got this beautiful like chrome strip that runs along the roof line, and then it widens out to be the C pillar. Looks great, real classy. And I think that's one of the things you mentioned earlier is how these mainstream vehicles really come across with a premium look and feel. And, it's really hard to tell them apart from luxury vehicles in the same segment.
Yeah, I think somebody on the highway might mistake this for a Range Rover.
Yeah, easily.
It's a good-looking vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's got a very conventional engine, which to me is a bit refreshing in all these complicated engines that are out there. I mean, this is just a normally aspirated engine, 20 miles per gallon combined, right. So not stellar fuel economy, but this is a big three-row vehicle that can tow 5,000 pounds. And, kind of in the Hyundai tradition for this type of vehicle, it's more suited for comfortable driving than it is edgy handling. Mm-hmm. Who wants edgy handling out of a three-row vehicle? Right. I think what you want is comfort and safety and that kind of stuff. It has laminated glass, added insulation, so it's pretty quiet. The refinement is very, very good. I like the all-wheel drive system, and it has normal, sport, and smart modes. So it does a lot of good things. And then there's a tow mode, too, if you're pulling a trailer. So that's probably fairly new for Palisade. Ride comfort is a highlight. It's got a longer wheelbase than before. So suspension tuning is all about ride comfort. And then these interiors, they just look terrific. Napa leather interior, ambient lighting. It just looks good all the way around and benefits from longer length and longer wheelbase. I mean, what's your take on the Hyundai Palisade's interior?
Well, I the thing I really appreciate about it is that they don't treat the second and third row passengers as an afterthought. You can get heated, ventilated second row captain's chairs. You can get a heated third row. The third row actually indexes back and forth to change the leg room, as does the second row. So you're allowed a maximum amount of flexibility to suit the rows to the people who are going to be sitting in them. So you actually can get an adult in the third row of the Palisade. You can move the second row forward a little bit. You can move that row back a little bit. The seat reclines. Yeah. They've done they've paid attention to those little details that make a big difference in a vehicle like that.
Yeah, I mean, here's an example of that too, man. I'm driving out to Indio, as I have a want to do, from the coast where we live in Southern California, and I'm maybe an hour into the drive, an hour and a half into the drive, and suddenly the driver's seat starts massaging my back, unbeckoned by me. And the last time I experienced that was in a Genesis product. And here I am now in a Hyundai that's doing that, and I'll tell you, I liked it. It's pretty remarkable what they're able to do. I love it, and I went, wow. So they've added this that used to be in the luxury brand is now in the mass market brand. Again, how do you differentiate yourself from others when you've got that going for you? But that's the kind of quality that's in this vehicle, safe. It's just has a lot to like about it.
That's what makes it a smart buy. I think when you look at the price and the value and all the features you get, it's a smart buy.
Yeah. So at almost $59,000, I think this is a top boat vehicle. And you were driving the Tiguan that was also certainly one to look at in its segment. So two great test vehicles this time around. And our special guest this week is Ian Cartabiano. He is Kelty Design President. Matt and I just had a chance to go to the Kelty Design Studio in Southern California to view some of the Lexus products, as it turned out, their most recent work. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
This year, give them a gift that helps them make the shelf, not a gift that ends up collecting dust on one. During Lowe's December deal drops, get two free select DeWalt tools when you buy a select DeWalt 5 amp hour battery kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop December deal drops today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/17. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Take a deep breath and visualize. It's Saturday. You just won up to $100 instant Kohl's cash just because you are one of the first 100 in-store customers. Yes, visualize you at Kohl's as a winner. Plus, you'll also save up to 50% store-wide. It's all happening this Super Saturday at Kohl's. No purchase necessary. While supplies last on 12/13/25. One card per household. Select style. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 13th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on.
founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Dagny Red with you. And we're in a secret place, yes. A very secret place that very few people get access to. I feel very honored to have access to it.
You're welcome here.
Ian Cartabiano is president of this secret place. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you're currently inside Kalty Design Research. We're the advanced design facility for Toyota and Lexus in North America. We're actually the oldest car design studio in California. So Toyota had the wisdom way back in the early 70s to start a car design studio in California.
Even before I was in this business, which is kind of hard to do these days because now vehicles that are designed in places like this are in car museums.
that's the amazing thing. And so it's been around for about 52 years now. We celebrated our 50th anniversary in 2023. And we have we also have a studio in Michigan and Ann Arbor. And the studio that you're sitting in does mostly advanced projects, and our studio in Michigan does production projects. But we have a really amazing track record. We're a small design team that has a pretty prolific output.
Doesn't seem so small to me. How big is small?
Well, the building is big, but our total staff is around 60, and we probably have about 25 designers in total, or 30 designers in total. But when you think about both brands and all the products we make as a global company, we have quite an agile and energetic team. And one thing that's really, and I don't talk about that much, but one thing that's great about our studio is basically every designer at Kalty has at least a vehicle on the road, which is quite a feat.
Absolutely, it's a feat. And you don't just do exterior design, the kind of stuff, you know, drawing on the notebook that I did in high school and all that kind of stuff.
I still do that.
Yeah, me too. And some kind of, and I do a lot of 30s cars because I just like fenders and, you know, separate body parts and that kind of stuff.
Fenders are cool.
That's a whole different thing. But you also do interiors here. That's really critical these days too, isn't it?
Yeah, we do everything. We do exterior design, interior design. We do color, material, and finish. We do UX and UI design, which is user experience, user interface, graphic.
So you do that too?
We do that here as well.
Interesting, fascinating.
And every designer here, we hate the term stylists. So we're not just putting pretty wrappers on things that already exist. Our designers here think really deeply about future concepts, what kind of products are great for our customers. Mm-hmm. We're really heavy into user research, future user research, and how do the values of the buyers of the next generation influence what products we make and what our design team does. So every project we do, it never just starts with, I'm going to draw something cool. We always start with a research phase, and then we draw really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yet, at the same time, you're not stuck with a certain wheelbase and width and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you're out there. You're more future than that. Which kind of segues into what you're talking about, right?
Well, sometimes we do have an existing package that we do work to, because we do near-term cars as well. But when we're doing future vehicles, for example, what we were looking at today, nothing is set in stone. Everything is open for exploration and trying, and some things work, some things don't. We can shape not only what it, you know, looks like in a, you know, design theme point of view, but what's the size? What's the profile? How do you fit in it? How do you use it? What are your touch points? How do you get in and out? How do you see out of it? Do you want to see out of it? All these questions our design team We're always answering. Sometimes the answer comes at the very end.
Interesting.
It's an interesting process, but it's a really great creative team.
Yeah. Tell us what we saw today. Tell us a bit about that.
So today we were really excited to give you kind of a closer look at two of the recent Lexus concepts that we unveiled a few weeks ago at the Japan Mobility Show in Tokyo. So in Tokyo, we call it JMS for short. We unveiled a new a new message and a new direction for Lexus. It was all about discovering a new product, a new way to move, a new experience, 360 degrees of mobility. So it wasn't just a car. It was this ecosystem that can fulfill and give you a way to discover a new experience for yourself. So
right. A kind of cool experience, too. A sailboat and a house. And
oh,
I'm
man.
A sailor. My dad was an architect. I love everything you presented.
We showed this beautiful Lexus catamaran.
Ah, gorgeous.
We showed a Lexus house, a Lexus hub, where everything comes together. The LS concept, which was a re-envisioning of the original LS, where LS doesn't mean luxury sedan, it means luxury space. Mm-hmm. So we did that six-wheeled van, really radical, but the way the interior volume was used on that, it's so innovative. Also, Lexus sports concept is just super sexy sports car. And then the two cars we were showing you today, which was the LS coupe concept and the LS micro concept. So you got a closer look at two concepts that were in Tokyo, and now they're here.
Walk us through the coupe concept. Really interesting stuff, I think, and a really interesting profile.
So the coupe concept, the key word was discover duality. And when we talk about that, it was really kind of the best of all worlds. We didn't even say the best of both worlds, the best of all worlds. So it's the driving experience of like a sports coupe. So say the LC. Mm-hmm. Right there. And then the comfort experience of an executive sedan. So you have the space, more space than an executive sedan inside, but you have the driving experience, the exhilarating driving experience of a sports coupe wrapped in a really, I think, and I'm, you know, I'm...
You're not biased at all,
not
are you?
I'm biased, but it's a very beautiful package with a really sleek roof profile, really strong shoulder. It's got really nice hips, beautiful sculpture on the side. We really worked hard to make sure the highlights are always moving around the car. Mm-hmm. A very sleek but strong face. So one thing we presented today was this new Lexus identity.
A different take on the spindle
different
grill.
Different take, right? Yeah. So it's not a spindle grill, but we used the daytime running lamps, DRLs for short. We move them to the outer corners, and so there's like the spindle frame that's made from light framing the center of the front end. So it's a new face expression, and then we get to the rear. It's this really simple kind of boxed out light expression, and you notice, maybe you noticed today, there were no trunk separation lines.
Well, because the rear end of this vehicle is just amazing.
Honestly, the rear and designer speak, rear three quarter, which is when you're at a little angle.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite view, where it's the stance is amazing. But the rear is a drawer that slides out and down, and you can load your three golf bags into the back.
Critical for a Japanese vehicle.
You can put them into the back, and it slides in. So.
Well, then the backlight and that sculpting, that kind of stuff, that's amazing to me.
Well, we tried to keep something really sleek, but still allow the rear passenger to have a really great space to be in that's very comfortable. So there are back seats in that car, but that car, the rear is, it's really a special place to be. So we're really proud of the profile of that vehicle that looks so sleek. Yet the rear is just an amazing place to spend time in.
I'm so pleased that you showed it to us at street level.
That's key.
Because its height really kind of fascinated me.
Yeah.
This is kind of a tall vehicle, right? And I think you have a more upright, I wasn't inside yet, I haven't done the virtual reality, but my sense is you're probably more upright, and it's kind of more SUV-like from behind the wheel.
It's,
tell me about that.
It's an interesting mix of experiences. You, when you sit in it, it's spacious, but you, the way you're, way you can, you're in the seat and touching the wheel and looking out the front, you feel that sports car driving experience, but getting into it is easier because of what we call the H-point,
the hip point, right?
And then seeing out of the front is like this panoramic view of the road ahead. So you get the best of a crossover sitting environment, but the feeling of being in there is definitely performance focus. Now, if you're in the rear, it's a totally different thing. You're in a total, like, this comforting bespoke space that you can have a bench seat, or if the armrests come up, you can have two bucket seats.
Yeah. Well, talk about the front seats, because that's a pretty interesting concept, too, of going going with two separate ones.
What's interesting is the front seats are different. So the front seat, not only are the colors different, and we use the color to signify this is the seat for driving, right?
Yeah.
So the driver's seat is definitely more sculpted to hold you in place. Right, and you get in, the side bolster is down, and when you get in and you start, the car is started and the wheel comes towards you, the armrest comes up, and then you're in place. And so it's designed to hold you in place while you're driving spiritedly, as I'd like to do. The passenger seat is actually a totally different form. It's really made for comfort and distance travel. And the headrests are a different shape. Maybe you'll notice that the headrest is bigger. We built in full 360-degree sensorial sound in it, so you can have your own experience.
So my wife could be listening to Taylor Swift, and I don't have to?
You can do what you want in that car. And again, we talked about that keyword, duality. Mm-hmm. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. Every person in that car can have a different experience, but also, if you choose to be connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very cool. You talked about the rear three-quarter. Is there something about the interior, a specific thing that you think is the coolest thing?
Well, personally, for me, the coolest thing is how simple the instrument panel is. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in a world now where there are screens everywhere and bulk everywhere. And so what we tried to do was break it down to its minimal essence. And it's simple from door to door. It stretches from door to door as one. We call it monumental sculpture. Mm-hmm. In between that is this recycled carbon fiber bridge, or I like to call it the bridge, not a beam. And that beam is strong enough to support a retractable OLED screen on the passenger side. So it's there when you need it, and when you don't want it, it's gone.
Yeah. It comes up, folds out, and quite big.
And in front of the driver, there are two displays that start off nested together. There are two displays, but they're tight. Mm-hmm. And when you get in, the steering wheel comes to you, and those displays separate. And one is for all the driver information, and the one behind it is a full-width, super high-resolution digital mirror. So I really love the fact that big picture, we minimized, but it doesn't look empty.
Yeah,
it's really beautiful, it can be as big as
you want, and that mirror treatment is just so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The exterior that supports that is very cool, too.
Cool,
the exterior on that.
Yeah,
very cool. Tell us about the other concept.
Oh, well, so...
Way different.
And this goes to, you know, what I was talking about this studio is the fact that one design team can come up with two totally different solutions for the same brand in the same ecosystem. So the LS Micro concept was our take on luxury micro mobility. It works hand in hand with the LS concept, and it's really designed for, you know, we call it last mile travel. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me
here.
That was my
pleasure.
And thanks
so much.
I hope
you enjoyed it.
I did. And thanks so much for sharing with our listeners and viewers about what's going on at Kalti. Thanks so much, Ian.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
And stay with us. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest co-host Matthew Lorenzo. This is Jeff, right back with you. And it is listener question time. We love having Matt with us to answer these questions. We love to answer questions for you based on our long experience in providing car advice. Send those questions to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Let's dive right into this question from Patrick, who lives in Interlaken, Michigan. He asks this: I'm thinking of buying a hybrid for the first time. How do hybrids perform in cold weather?
Just like regular cars. That's the thing, is that a closed hybrid system has its battery. It's always being charged by the engine. You don't have to worry about the weather. It doesn't affect it like an EV.
That essentially wraps up our show for this week. But Matt, you have a new book out. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Tell us the name of it and a bit about it.
Well, it's called Mercedes AMG Race Bred Performance. It's a nice book from Motor Books and tells the history of AMG from its start with two kind of disgruntled engineers who'd started their own tuning company and went racing and started building all these performance cars. And Mercedes eventually came around to like what they do so much that they bought the company and turned it into their performance car division. So it's a great story. Mercedes was really cooperative and got a lot of great photos in there. So it's really a book I'm proud of, and I hope people like.
Absolutely. It's terrific, and I think people should look for it. It's available on Amazon, I think,
Amazon.
and other
And I think it may be in some of the
well.
Barnes & Nobles and places like that, yeah.
Right. And remind us of the name again, Matt.
Mercedes AMG Race Bred Performance.
Right, by Matt DiLorenzo. So remember that name, too. A brand name to look for. And while we're talking about books, my crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in ebook and paperback form at Amazon. It's a great Christmas gift, and it's stupidly cheap right now, so look for that. If you like our show, pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And, of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast. Right, Matt?
Yep. You can get it in all the normal places you get your podcast from.
Look for it. We have a YouTube channel, so check that out. Please subscribe. And we have a bunch of America on the Road videos, including several featuring Matt DiLorenzo. Our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it on terrestrial radio, which, of course, we love. Let's hear it for AM radio. That's what I've got to say. And please join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.